When Mother Gasso is not home, Mooney strips off her clothes and examines her naked form in the bathroom mirror. 10 weeks. It isn't an estimation. She remembers all too well the day in the desert, the exact day, that the three Mexican men left her, beaten and bleeding, in the desert. They probably thought she would die of exposure and thirst. They had taken her water, of course, and she would have, had the border patrol not found her. She had listened to the doctor and to the psychologist he had insisted she subsequently see, and had decided on her own that she wanted exactly the opposite of everything they directed her to do. Her only experience with sex had been violence, pain, and force. All Mooney wanted to do was forget. Apparently, that will not be possible. 10 weeks. She is 3 weeks into the first 16-week semester of her associate's degree program, and the rape is 2.5 months behind her. Mooney looks like she is 4 months along. It's odd, to say the least. From a straight-on view, she still has a very attractive waistline. With her hip-length hair and unlined face, she looks like any other teenager. But from the side, there it is, the baby bump, starting about 3 inches below her sternum and rounding nicely into the V of her legs. At this stage, most women barely show, and others have to push their stomach out intentionally if they want it to be noticed. She tilts her head and leans closer to the mirror, then pulls her hair over one shoulder and inspects it. Her belly isn't the only thing that's off. Her hair has changed color, or something. Now it has a peculiar sort of design to it, as though it's been lightened by the sun, but in a pattern that, if you look carefully enough, is quite symmetrical, with recurring patches of brown that are both light and dark. She frowns and looks closer, but that only muddles things.